Today we have the introduction of the GPS. I'll talk about the GPS inventory. I'll talk about how it helps us, like the blood pressure monitor and other medical equipment that help us. I turned on my computer and I saw this message. It's time to check your PC's health. Your computer feels under the weather. Do you want to make it better? I clicked yes, and another message appeared. Patching your computer. After a couple of seconds, I saw another message. Your PC is feeling good now. Make it feel like a superstar. When I clicked no, my computer returned to its normal mode and I started working. So we see that these days we check the health of everything, including our computers. And most of us, like we know, like we talked about just with the kids, we check annually how we are doing. I came to the United States in 1996. 97, I started working, teaching. And then they told us about insurance that we didn't have back home. There was nothing like insurance. You go to the doctor whenever. If you're sick, you go. And they said, you need to be checking in every year. You can do your physical and it's free. Oh my goodness, really? And so we started checking. And I remember that we went to the doctor. The doctor is a Nigerian. And when we came in, and then the next year we were there, the next year my husband and I were. And then he was like, wow, you guys take care of your health. In fact, most Nigerians that I see here don't care about their health, but you guys take good care of yourself. And so we were going to check how things were doing. For me, I considered it a huge privilege that you would be allowed to check on how you are doing. And that's the reason when my husband died of, a rare type of cancer, we even went in April for our natural, normal annual checkup, and everything was perfect. July 19th, that was our 20th wedding anniversary, the exact day. He started feeling weak. Yeah, can we just go to the doctor? I don't know why I'm feeling, the way I'm feeling. We went. And we went to Parkland. And we stayed there for about 17 hours because he wasn't sick. And so they were treating all the serious patients. Eventually, we came in, they checked everything, all the vital signs completely good, perfect. What's going on? They did a colonoscopy, perfect. Wow. The doctor was like, what's going on? Why are you, and they said, okay, we're going to do endoscopy. And that's when they said, it looks like we are seeing something, that kind of stuff. Eventually, it was a rare type of cancer that is not common. It's chemically induced and sometimes affected by environment. Whatever. Do you know that that same day they gave him 6 months to live? Our doctor could not believe it. And he stayed for a year and 6 months and died. So, but we checked. We did what we needed to do. We should also take care of our spiritual wellness. Spiritually, when we're not doing well, we will feel it. Anita was telling me a story this morning that when I was, you know, bringing her, and she was talking about a lady, vibrant, awesome, strong, I mean, joyful, doing her, you know, master's and doctorate, and called her, you know, I don't know, I feel depressed. Why? So when we are not feeling spiritually okay, we know it. And unfortunately, we didn't have any checkup equipment in the past because there was no tools. We couldn't develop tools. How do we know how it's happening? Yes, we could read the Bible. The Bible tells us, you know, we should not do this. We should not do it. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm supposed to do this more. I'm supposed to help more. I'm supposed to get closer to the Lord more. But there's much more than that. But this morning, I have good news for you, that there is now a tool to measure how you are feeling, how you are doing spiritually. And this was developed by Reverend Dr. Paul Burns out of his doctoral program. And some of us know him. Right now, it's Invoke. Because everybody that tries it will see like, wow, I thought I was doing well. Oh, yeah, this is so correct. For so a few of you that have taken it. So it's a game-changing tool. And I have been singing it. I have been talking about it. In fact, yesterday I told my son, you got to take this. And my twin sister, you have to take this there in Texas. I said, I will send you a link where you go and take it. And so I want to remind you again, if you have not taken it, go ahead and take it. It measures the depth of our relationship with God. It measures the depth of our relationship with ourselves. And it measures the depth of our relationship with other people. Is the degree of how much we can receive God's love, internalize it, enjoy it, and be able to share it with other people. And there are about three factors that come out when we have taken this GPS and it tells us how we are doing. We go ahead and take care of it. The GPS will measure three big factors. One is the quality of our attachment to the Lord. Another one is the level of our self-differentiation. And then the final one is our capacity to empathize. So when we are talking about attachment to the Lord, there are three sub-factors. Trusting in the Lord. How much are you trusting? Communicating with the Lord, and then your feeling, do you really feel that God is nearby? How is your sense of God's nearness? Wake up in the morning and say, of a truth, I know the Lord is with me. And you move out with that sense of assurance that whatever that happens today, the Lord is with me. Do you have it? How far have you communicated with the Lord? I mean, this morning. What did you say to the Lord today? But he is supposed to be your friend. And then when we talk about remember that the other attachment to the Lord is talking about the G aspect. The P aspect is talking about your own person. How are you as a person? The good thing about this GPS series is that it concentrates on us. It's not just theology or we are talking about just God stuff. How do we feel good? How do we feel confident? You wake up in the morning, you are ready to go. Or something bad is happening, you are solid in yourself. That's what the GPS would do for you. And the three sub-factors in this is, one, how is your level of forgiveness? Are you able to forgive and accept forgiveness? Do you forgive others? Do you forgive yourself? How do you share forgiveness? Another is your ability to regulate your emotions. This is huge. How are you dicey in your emotions, back and forth? Sometimes you're screaming. Sometimes you're so smiley. Yay! And sometimes, yay, yay, yay. How are you? I mean, how are you maintaining it? Is it stable? Is it up and down? Are you really happy, honestly, when you're by yourself? Can you tell yourself, you know, Gladys, I am a happy person. Can you say that to yourself? Or are you unhappy and pretending that you're happy? Hi, how you doing? Oh my goodness, it's so good to see you. But it's not from your heart. Can you tell yourself who you are for real? If you allow us to go through this GPS, you will take care of these things. And especially if you practice what I'll be telling you every week to do. Get control of yourself. Don't be a yo-yo person. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo, just up and down, up and down. Not stable. And very soon, sometimes you're crying, sometimes you're laughing, sometimes just not sure. Are you vulnerable? Are you willing to be vulnerable? You can tell how vulnerable I am, right? Because I say stuff. I sell myself to you all. And those in Bible study know how I sell myself to. Tell things. What's your level of vulnerability when you are, you know, where people are? We will take care of that. And finally, the S one is the social aspect. Very important. But remember, if you don't take care of the G part, the P part is going to be a problem. If you take care of the G part and you don't take care of the P part, it will affect your G part. And then the S part becomes the major test of who you are. Listening to others. How far do you really listen? I mean, things are happening in the society, in your office, at home. Do you really, really, honestly listen? Remember the marriage in Cana? Jesus' mother was there. I am sure that the owner of the ceremony, the wedding ceremony, did not say, hey, Jesus' mother, the wine is finished. Oh, no. But she heard it. She heard that it was finished. Maybe by observation, maybe by seeing the faces of the people, she was listening inside. Do you listen? Do you listen to the yearnings of the young people around here? Telling us that we are excluding them in worship. Do you hear that? Do you hear all the depressions around people in their various homes dying of something? Do you hear that? So how do you listen? How do I listen? Feeling what others are feeling. Do you feel what I feel? I don't know how many of you feel what I feel. I was telling Anita that, you know, I lost one of my, not biological, my nephew, but my son. My son in the sense that my elder brother, the only brother that I had, had this boy from a woman he wanted to marry, but decided she wasn't well educated to marry her. Unfortunately, she had a son for him. And so, I was about 10 or 11, and my brother, just stopped the car in front of our house. And my mom, dad, they were not home. And so he brought a young child that was asleep. So we ran out to welcome him, and he just gave me this child and said, "This is my son." He lived in another state, so we didn't know that that happened. So he just gave me this boy and said, "Where's your mom?" My brother used to call my mom, your mom, where's your mom? And I said, "She's not home." "Well, this is my son." And the boy was still sleeping. So I just laid him on the bed. My brother disappeared. That was it. And so we stayed with this boy. He wasn't speaking my language because of the mother. The mother was from, so he wasn't hearing what we were speaking. We didn't hear. My brother didn't give a single instruction. Just left this boy with us. So he became my son. In fact, I took him to go do a baptism because I was like, I don't want him to go to hell. That's what we were taught in Sunday school. If you are not baptized, you go to hell. And I said, I don't want him to go to hell. I took him by myself, gave him a name of my classmate, and they baptized him. So it's a long story. Just to cut the long story short. And the reason I'm telling this story, do you feel what I feel? And so eventually, he didn't want to go to school. You give him school fees, he will eat the school fees and not go to school. So just to cut it short, he got married and the first wife died with the child. He married the second one. And meanwhile, everything that I am earning in this country, most of it goes to him to maintain him. Because everything, every time, no money, no food, no nothing, not nothing. And just on the second, this month, the second wife had three girls. It was supposed to be four twins, one twin. They named one twin my name and named the other twins my twin sister. One of them died. So now he had three girls. The wife was pregnant. The wife was supposed to have a baby in April, but they didn't even know the date. And suddenly they called me. She was in labor. And to cut it very short, the woman died. The child died in labor just this week. And everybody in my place is looking up to me to take care of both the burial and everything. Do you feel what I feel? Anita, I told Anita, I don't even want to share it with the church. That's what I told you, right? I said, I don't want to share it with anyone. I will bear the burden. But now that I'm talking about feeling, do you feel what I feel? It was so devastating because I was on the phone all through. And the people say, "Oh, yeah, we can't handle it. Take him to another city." And I was midnight, very late at night. And I said, "Just go ahead and take her, take her." And they went over there and they said, "No, we can't. Just take her to Enugu." And it was midnight because of the thieves and robbers. And I said, "Nothing will happen to you. Go ahead and take her." They landed in the hospital just to bring her out. She died. I remember he was desiring a male child. The child that died was male. So he lost the male child and lost his wife, the second wife. And it's all about me. Oh, I don't know. Oh, just calm down. Do you know how I feel myself? Just calm down. He's going to be calm, please. Yeah, that's what I did all through from the second. The second was on the, Tuesday or so until now. So everybody's waiting. So do you feel it? Do you feel what other people around you feel, though, for real? And finally, how do you respond to others with love? How? Because if we do all this, we will be healthy Christians, strong in the Lord, ready to go. Let's not be a yo-yo Christian, though. If we're able to do all this, I'm just cutting it short because we have Holy Communion, we'll just be strong, we'll just be happy, we'll just do what God has called us to do. We can face crises with greater peace. Deep down in you, there will be this peace in the midst of chaos. Like Jesus Christ, who was in the boat and there was, thunderstorm and winds and waves. I mean, the noise was so much and Jesus Christ was there sleeping. You'll be able to go to bed and sleep. When you don't, you need GPS. We have to go through it for you to start calming your spirit down. Because if you don't take care of your person, you cannot take care of other people. You can't. If you are worried, your kids around you or people around you will be worried. If you're dicey, people around you will be dicey. If you're depressed, people around you will be depressed. If you're unhappy, especially if you're a woman, I tell women, the temperature of the home is the woman. So you make sure that you're stable. You make sure. Because the world is not, it's not funny. It's not funny. There are things that you want to eat, you can't eat. Things that you want to eat. Last night, I wanted to drink chocolate. And I just, it looked like cold. I said, okay, yeah, I need something really, 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 really hot. Since I don't take coffee, I love chocolate with milk. So I put this big cup of milk, put chocolate, very hot. I enjoyed it. Oh my goodness, midnight. Cramps. My whole stomach was a mess. I was awake. And how did I start telling the story? Anita said, did you sleep well? I said, not really. I took milk and chocolate and it was terrible. I went to bed after 10. I say, yeah, let me go to bed on time because I need to pick her up so we can come to Sunday school. At 1 o'clock, I was awake. All through, just cramps and all this. Heartburn, acid reflux. Poking me all around. And she said, thank God you're able to make it this morning. I say, yeah, God is good. And then I was telling her, can you imagine if you don't have Christ and you wake up in that morning and you can't sleep and you're having, what do you do? I told her, I spend the time just talking to the Lord and just talking to the Lord. Okay, if I'm awake, fine, But if you don't know Christ, how do you handle your wakenessness or something? How do you do it? What do you do? And she gave me an answer too. When you are spiritually okay, spiritually well, spiritually developed, you'll be able to discover the freedom to be yourself as the Lord has intended it. You'll be able to increase your empathy of other people. You can also improve your physical health if you're spiritually healthy. And then you discover how to hear and see God in all situations. Expand your ability to love and accept people as they are, and so on and so forth. And I want to encourage you one more time. The information is right there. I hope we still have our flyers. But if you need to take the GPS from next Sunday, if the Lord permits, we'll start taking them one by one. We'll start seeing how to improve our scores. But if you don't know what your scores are, what are you improving? You need to know what your scores are so you know what you are working on. From next Sunday, we will start it. Are you ready? Are you ready to do it? And I have told you, if you don't have money, tell me, I will pay for it. I think it's 25, 25.99, or 29, whatever. But I'm promising, let me know if you can do it, I will pay for you, for your sake. Take it. You will love it. You will enjoy it. And we'll do it together. We'll do the journey together. We are improving together. There's no perfect person. We are not doing well. I am not doing well. I am working on it. Let's work together on it. And the Lord will bless each and every one of you. Amen.